Welcome, Dumbheads, to MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. In this season, we are examining every single goddamn page of Palladium's Heroes Unlimited to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is Heroes Unlimited Revised 2nd Edition, the second printing from December 1998. Today we're discussing page 325 of Heroes Unlimited. We're still in the spell section. We're running down all the different spells that were put into this game for magic study characters and other magical characters. I mean, mystically bestowed characters and enchanted object characters sometimes get spells. There's a whole beautiful rainbow of magic-using characters. The thing there is not a beautiful rainbow of is spells. Spells are not like Skittles. There are not a bunch of different colors, a whole spectrum. Spells are like Lucky Charms, in that there are a few good ones that you remember. A red balloon, a yellow star. Mostly what you get, red balloons aside, is a bunch of boring bullshit. You can cherry pick out a few good ones, but for the most part, it's bland, bland, bland. And the same thing is true of the spells in this game. They are just like Lucky Charms. I feel as though my metaphor is sinking, but I'm resolutely staying on board. They're boring. The spells are boring. And there's a bunch of them that are all just kind of the same, or they're like spells you would never take. And I kind of want to talk about that today. There's one of those on this page, and we're going to talk about it briefly. But what we're really going to focus on is what's the harm? I feel like that's the argument I have to make to you, because if you're a longtime role player, you're going to be used to RPG rulebooks that are full of padding, especially if, like me, you're in the generation of gamers who started gaming with things like, you know, Dungeons and Dragons, and Vampire the Masquerade, and GURPS, and now plays, or at least reads, a lot of indie games that are like 3 pages long and have names like So You Want to Kiss Frankenstein's Monster, and that's all they're about, and it's just cut down to the bone. It's just a tiny, tiny whisper of a game. And so, in retrospect, when you look back at your old favorites, you can see that they're just full of pages and pages and pages of material that nobody needs or wants, like drowning rules, for example, used to be ubiquitous in role-playing games, and now it's like, we're all familiar with drowning. There's no need for me to have a giant creaking bookshelf full of different beardy old guys' mechanical versions of what it is to not be able to breathe in the water. It's just drowning. Like, we can figure it out. So that's like a generational difference in games. But the question is, like, what's the harm? What are we missing out on by having all this padding, having these glorious tomes full of filler on our gaming shelves? And I'll tell you what we're missing out on, at least in the case of Heroes Unlimited. We're missing out, as we've been talking about these past few days, on some really good material from the previous edition of Heroes Unlimited. And specifically, today we're going to talk about some really good art from that edition that could have been in this game, but isn't. And instead, the space is taken up by things like the spell Repel Animals. That's the dumbest thing on today's page. I mean, to be perfectly honest with you, that's just because it happens to be the spell on this page that is the most obvious example of a spell you would never take. But this section is full of them. The spell selection for magic in Heroes Unlimited 2nd Edition was really bad. A lot of spells made the cut that I imagine people rarely choose, or if they do choose them, it's out of ignorance. It's out of not understanding the system. Repel Animals. Here's how it works. Quote, range 30 feet, duration immediate, saving throw. Standard 12 or higher, even for animals. It costs 7 PPE, and here's what it does. Quote, the character can invoke an enchantment that will make even a hostile, predatory animal stop, turn, and leave the area without harming the mage or anybody near him. The animal will not return for hours. The enchantment can affect 6 animals simultaneously. I remind you that this is a level 4 spell, the same level of spell as the amazing spell Carpet of Adhesion. This podcast is not about things that are great about Palladium magic, so we're not really going to talk about Carpet of Adhesion, but suffice it to say, this is a badass spell. This is like magical flypaper that sticks people down. It is extremely effective and flavorful if you skin it as an actual magic carpet that you create that tangles up on people. That's a 4th level spell. Blind, which we talked about, a very effective spell, despite all the chicanery about how blindness is supposed to work in Palladium. That's a really good spell. Firebolt, a straight-ahead offensive spell. Magic Net, a more indirect offensive spell. All those are level 4 options. Why would you ever pick Repel Animals when, first of all, the save against it is 12, it says, even for animals. Animals normally get a -4 to save against spells, so any other spell you would choose, an animal would normally have to roll a 16 to save against it. But this one spell that's designed specifically to fight animals, they have a better chance to save against. And you've got lots of options for spells you could bust out to take down some animals, keep them from bothering you. Like, for example, way back in level 2 spells, a few days back now, we talked about two different spells, Fear and Heavy Breathing, that can be used to affect everyone in a whole area, not just six animals. It would be harder to save against, have a longer range, cost fewer PPE, and because it affects a whole area, it would be useful against, like, swarms, large packs of, like, attack animals or hunting dogs or whatever. And those spells are only level 2, so they're easier to get. So assuming you're a wizard, and assuming you don't want animals to fuck with you, and assuming you spend a lot of your time roaming around in the woods for whatever reason, and assuming that you feel like you need a spell specifically for this eventuality, even so, you really want Fear or Heavy Breathing, not Repel Animals. You don't want to take up one of your level 4 spell slots. And by the way, you don't need a spell specifically for this. How hard is it when you're a wizard to convince a bear or a few wolves that you're not to be fucked with? Again, Firebolt is a 4th level spell. I feel like that would do it. You don't really hear of a lot of guys out in the woods, you know, practicing with their flamethrowers, getting jumped by angry bears. Or, you know, you could take Magic Net. If you really feel like a bear attack is a serious threat to you, or like a wolf pack is coming for you at any moment, if you've maybe like stolen a wolf cub, because that's honestly a very player character thing to do. I don't even judge you for that. You know, you saw it, you ran into it as a random encounter, you gave it a cute name, and then the GM was like, you know, it has like parents and stuff. And you're like, well, fuck that. I'm its dad now. And now you're just starting to bond with Cuddles the wolf, and here comes the wolf pack. In that scenario, you know what? Don't take Repel Animals. Take Magic Net. You can use it to net up to 6 human-sized creatures, and you can only cut out of this thing with a magic weapon, which wolves are not known to carry. And then just leave. Just you and Cuddles, hand in paw, off into the sunset. You'll be fine. And Magic Net works on, like, people and like criminals. Remember those? The things you're supposed to be fighting? What are you doing in the woods? Anyway, so yeah, Repel Animals, it's the dumbest thing on this page, but it's not even that bad a spell. It's, I guess the dumbest thing is the decision to put it here, and the design philosophy. Likewise, I mean, look across the page. You know, in the opposite column from Repel Animals is a generic-ass picture of this wizard. Like a lot of spells in this section, it's just kind of here, and that wouldn't really be a problem. It wouldn't really be dumb per se if there weren't, like, a cutting room floor littered with great stuff from Heroes Unlimited Revised, just waiting to fit into this magic section that didn't make the cut because somebody needed a spell specifically to scare away wolves instead of a generic scare shit away spell. Similarly, the art. And that's really what I want to talk about today, because as I have vowed, I am going to give you every day in this section that I suggest that something doesn't belong here. I'm going to back it up by giving you something from Heroes Unlimited Revised that would have been better. I really want to talk about art. And if you look over in the other column, right across from Repel Animals, in fact, what you'll find is a tiny little illustration of a broke-ass looking wizard. There's no other way to say it. Not to impugn a guy who's obviously down on his luck. He's got a tattered cloak, distressed wizard pants. He's got some kind of beat-up knee armor on. He's still throwing eldritch bolts, but he's taking a knee. This broke-ass wizard, I mean, I suppose he could be from the modern era. Maybe that's a magic sword that he carries because it has some special properties. Maybe he's got an eccentric fashion sense, and maybe he's just a particularly impecunious wizard, or maybe he's had a real rough day and his wizard garb was spotless at the beginning of the day. Sure doesn't look like that. It sure looks like this is a decidedly post-apocalyptic wizard from, oh, let's say a post-apocalyptic Earth where some sort of portals or rifts, if you will, have opened and released horrors upon the world and resulted in everybody being dressed in either tattered clothing or skull-themed mecha. He looks more like a wizard in that scenario. We're like 11 pages into the magic section at this point, and other than one even tinier illustration of a totally generic wizard in maybe some kind of cloak, I don't know, he's got his back turned to us on the very first page, those are the only two pictures we've seen in this section at all. It's very light on illustrations. But nonetheless, in this jam-packed section, we made room for Repel Animals, numerous other redundant spells, and one broke-ass wizard. What we didn't make room for is a passel of quite good art from Heroes Unlimited Revised from the magic section. I can't do it justice on the podcast verbally. I need you to go to the Instagram and just compare, okay? Compare the picture on this page of what I think is the like iconic Leyline Walker from Rifts. I think that's what the guy on this page is. Compare that little weak-ass illustration that barely belongs in this section to the pictures I'm going to post on the Instagram from Heroes Unlimited Revised. On the very first page of the magic section, we got a big, impressive opening graphic that says magic, and it's got this very robed wizard with a very pointy beard doing some kind of magic to a little tiny mini chest that he's holding in one hand, and there's like this magic gas moving between his hand and the chest. There is no mistaking this guy for anything but a wizard. His sleeves are tremendous. I'm not going to get out a ruler to measure this, but my feeling is, and I think I'm right on this, I think you could fit this guy's entire waist in his sleeve. It's that big and dramatic. Also, he's so robed that his hood is going all the way over the front of his face, like over his eyes probably. Like not quite all the way over his eyes. I think you can just barely see in front of him, but he's going to be running into a lot of low-hanging branches with this style of robe. And his beard is extremely angular, and it juts out past his nose. He is such a wizarding caricature. He's on the verge of looking like a cartoon from anti-wizard propaganda, but it's not quite over the line. He's just a very stylized, very cool wizard. And he's got this great, like, pebbly pattern to his robe. It's not just a flat. It's so good. And that's just page one. Page two of the section, another very passable superhero wizard type character. She's actually an enchanted weapon character. You can tell because she's got this big sword that she's got on her thigh. She's okay. She's got a very unusual collar and slightly a weird body type, but perfectly passable. Certainly reads as super wizard. Speaking of, I must direct you to page 94 in Heroes Unlimited Revised. Look at this bad motherfucker. This guy really meets the brief on like a mystically bestowed hero. You want to see this on the Instagram, but this guy, he's leaving like some kind of a trail of once again magic gas behind him as he flies through the air. He's in this like pointy shoulder getup. There are these little like patches of like a mystical pattern on there. He's got a full beard, rare for superheroes, a full beard. And he's got some kind of energy coming out of his hand, but it's got a pattern to it. It's forming like a little devil head shape, almost. Very exaggerated cut on like the top of the boot and the shoulders, giving him this sort of vaguely exotic, mystical look, sort of really striking that Captain Marvel balance. You know, Captain Marvel, the classic mystical bestowed character, whose costume really walks that tightrope of like, looks like a genie uniform, but also looks like a onesie. It's got that sash breaking it up. So he's not wearing just one big red skin tight, you know, kind of featureless nude style, like undressed action figure style, low res nudity jumpsuit. Instead, he's got that nice gold sash and the collar on the cape and everything. It's a really cool look. This is very similar to that. A great picture of a magical superhero. He also, on his belt, as a belt buckle, has a giant eyeball. Come on now. I mean, if you could pick one accessory that says, I'm a superhero, but a weird superhero, eyeball belt buckle. You could even leave your fancy boots at home if you got that. This guy could be wearing sneakers, and I would still know he's magical as hell. I've already talked about the circles of power. For every circle of power, you get a little diagram that you can draw of that circle of power, how it needs to be drawn to summon the power, along with the power words. Now, you didn't have to keep circles of power, because I guess if you're the designer of this game, you hate fun. You love PPE and you hate fun, so you replaced one with the other in the transition between editions. But even if you hate fun, and even if you had to have all these spells with their stat blocks with PPE requirements to like standardize your magic system and make it boring, even if you had to do that, you could have kept some of these diagrams of magic circles just as random cool shit. D&D 3.0 and 3.5 did this all the time. It's just illustration after illustration of like diagrams of equipment and magical sigils and shit that is irrelevant to the game. There's never any description of it in the text. And I love that. It's like illustrations of what you would find in a wizard's spellbook. Even though like the actual D&D rules don't give a damn about what a ritual circle looks like. That's not what the D&D 3.0 rules are about. They're about math and feats, and especially feats that require a lot of math. But the art's very evocative, so you still feel like you're reading a spellbook, even though what you're actually reading is effectively an extended word problem that you're meant to play out. But anyway, the circles of power in Heroes Unlimited Revised, you know, the art's not as cool as this stuff in D&D 3.0 or 3.5, but it's still cool. In an old school way, it does feel like spell casting. It does feel magical. This shit could have been in this section. Certainly better than a broke-ass wizard, but okay. Let's say you don't want those. We got rid of circles. Let's get rid of the pictures of circles too. At least this one slot, this one illustration slot, just on this page. The last two pages of the Heroes Unlimited Revised Magic section have two badass illustrations. On the right-hand side, there's a picture of what looks to be an axe-wielding wizard fighting a ninja while a very tall skeletal gray looks on, you know, like one of the aliens from the X-Files. And the ninja is throwing, once again, magic gas in the wizard's face. Magic gas features very prominently in these illustrations, and it works. I don't know why it looks magical, but it does. It works. There's all this great shading on this. This is a badass illustration. And then over on the other facing page, there's a gigantic fucking monster with eyeballs on the end of its tentacles and two muscular, beefy, three-fingered hands and a central, like, column that just reaches the ground with no legs at the bottom of it, like a giant boss sprite from Chrono Trigger or some shit, and it's got a slavering maw with big crooked teeth in the middle, and then all shaded out in the foreground, there's a horrified looking guy who's got one hand up, like that's gonna do anything against this big slavering monster. It's not. He's about to get eaten. He's about to be mangled by crooked teeth. That would be the name of this picture. If I had drawn it, it would be entitled About to be Mangled by Crooked Teeth by Chris Newton. I love these illustrations. They're all just sitting here waiting to be used. They're quite good illustrations, and vitally, they look like they belong in a magical superhero section. The guy with the eyeball on his belt buckle? Absolutely a superhero. No regular wizard has this kind of fashion sense. And flying around and everything? The boots, especially. I mean, wizards wear cool boots, but really, nobody has cooler boots than superheroes. And this guy's both. He's the cream of the crop, and it shows. The giant no-leg, tentacle-eye slavering mob beast? Not particularly a superhero thing, but it sure as hell looks like a dangerous demon who's horny for magic, which is something we talk about in this section. And the guy in the foreground who's all shaded out and is going, oh no, and is about to be mangled by crooked teeth. By his silhouette, he looks like he's wearing modern clothes. So this looks like a cultist who's gotten in over his head and he's summoned some shit that's going to kill him. And you're going to have to intervene. And this is all happening in like the modern day. And it's probably going to wreck a city block. Very superhero situation, even though there are no superheroes pictured. Much better than what we get in Heroes Unlimited 2nd Edition, Opposite Repel Animals, which is an illustration of a guy who, look, if it's not the post-apocalypse and you're dressed like that, you're a wizard with no self-respect. I mean, God knows I am no arbiter of fashion. God knows that, like my lumberjack forefathers here in the Pacific Northwest, I know how to wear a flannel shirt until it is no longer welcome in polite company, because you don't throw out a flannel shirt. You wear it until it is destroyed by natural process of erosion. But I know how to wear a suit to my wedding. I know how to wear a suit to an important day at work. I at least have the self-respect to dress up if I'm going to go out representing something. And if I'm going to go out superheroing, especially superheroing with the sheer power of my will, my sense of superiority is my power, as it is for a wizard, I'm not going out dressed like this. Unless it's the post-apocalypse, which it clearly is for this guy. This is a Rifts character. He's not a superhero. He's not dressed like a superhero. He's not wearing an eyeball belt buckle, and frankly, I don't think he could carry it off. Again, technically, the dumbest thing on this page, repel animals. A redundant spell. You've got limited space. This is already a niche concept for a spell, and its execution makes it almost never worth taking. So it's kind of a waste of space. The large-scale dumb thing is the sheer amount of space that is wasted in this section when there is material, and especially evocative art, just waiting on the bench. Just standing in the dugout. There's so much evocative material that could have made this section feel magical that is not here. And so whenever you see a generic piece of art or a spell that adds nothing, it's really frustrating if you remember how good and how magical the revised Heroes Unlimited magic section felt. Whereas this page just has nothing for you. Even if all you want to do is kidnap wolf cubs all day long, this page really has nothing for you. Anyway, all that said, join me next time for a spell that is, if anything, a little too magical on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big chunk for your binging convenience. Contact or check out the show wherever you want. It is Mega Dumbcast on Twitter, Instagram, Podbean, your favorite podcatcher, etc., etc. And if you like my tiny little podcast, consider giving me a tiny bit of money at ko-fi.com/megadumb. That is ko-fi.com/megadumb. MDC, Palladium Books, Heroes Unlimited, and all associated trademarks are property of Kevin Sambita. This season's theme song is To the Top by Midair Machine, whose work you can find at freemusicarchive.org/music/askagain. That's ask again, two words with a space in between. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.